Now, have you ever wondered how secure online banking transactions really are? Or, and I'm guessing you're not, but if you're a government with secrets to keep from prying ears and eyes, how unhackable are electronic communications? Now, last week, China launched the world's first quantum satellite, the Quantum Experiments at Space Scale, or QES, satellite which is named after an ancient Chinese physicist, is on a two-year mission to determine whether encrypted information can be sent from space to Earth in a manner that cannot be intercepted, hacked, or cracked. Now, I'm kind of curious about this because I don't understand a lot behind quantum mechanics. I do understand how important this sort of encryption is for communications. And luckily, Professor Stephen Bartlett from the Quantum Physics Research Group at the University of Sydney is joining me on the phone to explain this a little better. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, can we do a précis of what quantum technology, when we're talking about encryption, actually is?
So quantum technology involves using the quantum physics properties of microscopic particles, so down at the size of an atom or a single photon. And we know that the laws of physics down at that very small nanoscale are very different than the normal everyday laws that we're used to. And there's a number of different technologies that we think we can build out of these laws. One of them is the idea of secure encryption. It's based on the idea that when you try to measure a quantum particle, you can't learn anything about it without leaving a mark of your measurement by disturbing it a bit. And we can use that property of quantum mechanics potentially to offer the idea of secure encryption, because any eavesdropper who might be looking at your information, you're going to be able to detect by looking for this fingerprint or this little disturbance that they've made on your transmission.
So I'm curious, this is all very fascinating, but why we've got a quantum satellite in space? Why is it in space, I think, is the bit I'm possibly confused about.
So people have been trying to do quantum communication for a couple of decades now, I guess. And most of that research has been focused on sending down quantum states of light down optical fibers. So that's the same way we do most of our communications on the internet today, using optical fibers to transmit that information between cities, between your bank and your home and so on. The problem with sending quantum states down an optical fiber is they don't get very far before the single photon quantum properties are lost. And so your range with optical fibers has really been limited to around 20 kilometers. People have pushed that a bit longer. But any longer than that, and you start to lose your photons, and that means the schemes no longer work. So people are looking for other methods to send things much longer distances like hundreds or thousands of kilometers. And for that, we look to space communication and using satellites to do that.
So this is quite a big jump. I mean, if we're going from around 20 kilometers to information being sent down from space, that's a very big leap.
It's huge. So with 20-kilometer range, people think that the applications would be very limited to basically just communicating around, say, within a military base or within a government circle, something like that. But as soon as you can put this type of technology on a satellite and communicate over global scales, then suddenly you can imagine wiring up the entire world this way.
So have other countries been working on this technology, or is this sort of China coming out of nowhere with it?
Absolutely. So many countries have been working on it. It is still very much research in the physics lab. And putting up a satellite is a very expensive prospect. So a lot of different research groups around the world have been advocating for their, local space agency to put up these type of experiments on the next satellite. China's really decided, let's do it. Let's be the first ones to put it up. And they've beaten everyone to this particular goal.
Is this going to be a big step for them creating practical applications around this, do you think?
There's every hope of that. It's still very much basic research at this stage. But we are optimistic that this is the type of thing that can be turned into technology. So I think that's what China is looking for here, is to have in this research space a bit of competitive edge with some of the other countries that have traditionally led with technology. China's manufactured lots of things, but not necessarily been the innovator, and it wants to jump ahead in this new space.
And just quickly, do you think this might open a few funding checkbooks around the world?
I think it's going to turn a lot of heads, especially if they start to get some positive results. I guess I should emphasize that it's not as simple as just putting something up on a satellite and it's going to work. We have to solve a lot of technological problems on being able to send a single photon, a single quantum particle of light from Earth up to a satellite and back to Earth again. And people are going to be watching the outcomes of those first experiments, I think, with a lot of interest.
Professor, thanks so much for talking this morning.
Thanks very much, Nick.